With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
How much time can you give to this?
There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a f***ing day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just f***ing burns. It sucks so much.
Because if someone says, I want to eventually be a professional bodybuilder, and I've got nothing but time in my week to do the thing, very different plan.
Nothing ever goes as planned in this accursed world. The longer you live, the more you realize that the only things that truly exist in this reality are merely pain, suffering, and futility. Listen, everywhere you look in this world, wherever there is light, there will always be shadows to be found as well. As long as there's a concept of victors, the vanquished will also exist. And hatred is born in order to protect love.
Step one is quite psychological, because it's all well and good me having the tactics and strategies and the information, but if I don't have the motivation, none of it's gonna matter anyway. So is step one psychological in some way?
Absolutely.
So many people forget the fact that we can't change what's happened. We can only change what's gonna happen. Learn from it, change, move forward.
The part of you that nobody sees, where's your integrity behind the scenes? Come on, where are your values behind the scenes? What do your habits look like behind the scenes? Come on, what kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? Come on, drop down and give me 50, come on. Write it again. Come on. Believe it again. Come on. Sing again. Record the song again. Come on. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that musician. Come on. Who are you out there?
You can't deal with it one more day and you get off your ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out, but you've never wanted to unwrap it because there's too much pain and commitment.
I need you to get up. I need you to wake up. You did it. I need you to get up because we got work to do. If you're going to do it, if you're going to accomplish it, if you're going to achieve it, even if you're confused and it's cold and it looks crazy, and you're going to need to know the difference between contribution and commitment, because they're two very different things. See, everybody wants to contribute to destiny, but nobody wants to be committed to destiny.
The light is there. It's at the end of the tunnel, and no matter how fucking dark it's been up until this point, no matter how dark your life has been up until now, the light is there.
It doesn't matter how hard you work, I'm willing to work harder than you.
I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. That's how you level up.
Stop being average when your potential is crying to come outside of you more than that.
No one will outwork me. No one.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks.
Of course, talent without work is nothing.
You got to be hungry. People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
You have to want it.
Sometimes you gotta take a break from just about everything, disappear, come back, and shock the world. I'm talking to the athlete. I'm talking to that administrator. I'm talking to that nurse, that doctor. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to that communicator. I'm talking to that pioneer, that inventor. I'm talking to that entrepreneur. I'm talking to that preacher. I'm talking to that person who refuses to stay where they are. I'm talking to that person that doesn't have a problem laying in obscurity, because you know that when you come out of the dark room, all eyes on you. We live in a culture of busyness, distraction, and noise. And sometimes the only way something's going to change is if we disappear.
Listen up. Yes, I'm talking to you.
If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do.
This is something you all need to understand. If you want to be the best in whatever you do, you got to start acting different than everybody else.
You don't have to compare yourself to anyone, because you have the ability to create the life you want.
You've been put in a position where you ultimately doubted yourself. You started to believe you don't belong here. You're not that good. You don't fit the criteria of what the rest of the world is looking for.
I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to be the fucking best at everything I did.
Do you realize how difficult it is to be different?
Winning requires discipline. Commit to making things happen.
You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got dots to connect.
I want to be remembered forever. And in order for that to happen, I realized I needed to fucking act like it.
So don't just talk about what you want to happen. Be an action taker and recognize that you don't have to be jealous of anyone.
We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere.
You can't be doing the same shit that everybody else is doing if you want to be the best.
You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it.
The best of everything comes with a fucking price.
Success stories have a humble beginning.
It's your turn. You shouldn't feel guilty. It's your turn. It's your time. You've blessed everybody else. You've set everybody else for success. You've compromised you for them, and look where you are. It's time for you. And so for a lot of you, you're not doing nothing because you don't have any purpose right now. You don't have a sense of purpose. You're not waking up for nobody. And I need you to get that engine. I need that drive, because you know what to do. You're the right person to do it, but you just can't seem to get out of bed. You can't seem to do what you're supposed to do. Every time you come up against a trial or a tribulation, you let it stop you. You got to find your why, and your why is what's going to start you.
And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You ain't got no reason for waking up in the morning. You ain't got no reason for pushing past that pain. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today.
You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you. It's not an option. And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. You've given yourself room not to do it, but you have what it takes. Give me some energy. I can.
I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
I must.
Come on, I can.
I can.
Come on, I will.
I will.
I must.
I must.
I can. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. I can means I have the ability to do it. I got what it take.
I have the ability to do it. I will. I have the willpower to make it happen. I must. My wife needs me. I must. My son needs me. I must. My daughter needs me.
We can, we will, and we must get through this. Let's go.
I want to ask you a question, seriously. This is going to be hard because some of you are young and you like still worried about what people think about you, so you don't want to be honest in front of people. I want you to think about what level you want. Are you giving 90, 80, 70? Listen to what I'm saying for a minute. Because I gave everything I got. I have no more to give. Like, I really put 120 into this. So raise your hand if you're giving 120. Like, I ain't got no more to give, E. I'm giving 100, E. I'm just doing at least what Coach want me to do. I'm doing everything Coach want me to do. I'm giving about 90%, E, I'm going to be real. I'm giving about 90%, let me see your hand. Of my effort, let me see your hands. I'm giving about 80%, let me see your hand. 70%, let me see your hand. I need you for you to admit where you are. What is it going to take for you to get every single thing you got? What is that going to take? It's consistency. And so I got to go to bed at a certain time. I got to wake up at a certain time. There's certain things I can't eat, certain things I can't watch, certain things I can't do. And I'm talking about that grind. I got an opportunity. You got an opportunity. So here's the deal. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80% when you have an opportunity? Somebody answer that for me. Y'all talk. Why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? This right here, for a lot of y'all ain't got no discipline. It's killing you. It's killing you. And you don't even realize it's killing you. It's killing you. If you're not giving 120, I'm not mad at you. My job is not to dog you out. Because once we go back out, my goal is to come here and take you to that next level. From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort. Life gonna go on regardless. Mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. I just want to make sure that the life we got left that is sweeter than the life that if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And we're gonna make it the best possible. It's your life. You got it. What you gonna do with it? I want to ask you a question, seriously. How many of y'all in this room, you like, yo, E, it is my life, but I ain't been in control of it as much as I should be in control of it. And after the day, I'm taking more control of it. Let me see your hand. Be honest with me. Come on, let me see your hands. And so you looked up to who when you played ball? Like, who were the people you looked up to?
Kobe.
LeBron. CP. D-Wade. Kobe. I was the same thing with me with Dr. Martin Luther King. In Washington, like all those people, I got a dream. When I saw Malcolm, like, boom. And I saw hundreds of black men, boom. Like, let's go. I'm like I could do that. And then when I found out I could make money doing it and I could take care of my family, I was like, showtime. Like, you only got one shot, E. So hear what I'm saying. Opportunity. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. When you understand you have an opportunity, You play a little different. Here's what I want to tell you. If you're going to get it, you're going to have that dog. You're going to have that dog. You're going to have to be that dude that say, I'm not just going with skills. There's a one type of dude who feel like because he's gifted that it's just an automatic role for him. And let me tell y'all something. You are gifted, but you better humble yourself. You got skill and you got will. Two total different things. You were born with certain things, but to get to the next level, and not just get to the next level, to stay at the next level, you gotta have will when you get to that next level. So when you play, you have to compete. It's sports, it's basketball. Why wouldn't you give 120%? Talk to me. What would make you not give 120%? You gotta answer it. You play that level every single time.
It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate if the ball going to always go in. You can't dictate what kind of game you're going to have. You can't dictate how your body is going to respond to moving around. But you can dictate your what? You can dictate your good. You can dictate your... You can always give 120% effort. Like, here's the deal. When y'all go play tonight, tomorrow, my goal is for you to go 120. So you're going to have the right people in here helping y'all. But if you're giving me 70, 80, 90, you ain't giving me 120. You're not going to get out of this experience what you're supposed to get out. That's my job. Why don't you always give 120% effort?
It's your turn.
Something I wanted to share with you guys I think you might find helpful is this idea about balance and how we're always looking to find that balance in our lives. But I think a few things are important. Number one, acknowledging just how hard it is and how difficult it is to find that balance. It's much easier said than done. Like you guys, I've got babies to raise, babies to feed, bills to pay, food to put on the table, relationships to maintain, businesses to run. It's hard. But what I also found is two keys. Number one is discipline. Apply discipline to take care of yourself. The other one is communication, and this is really important because I found if you get curious and you communicate with people around you like, hey guys, I need some help finding my balance, you'd be surprised how fast people come to help you. You gotta take care of the thing that allows you to do what you do, and that thing is you. So take care of you and find that balance. I've learned this over time. I've learned it through experience. It's taken me a while. It's taken me years. But I have learned the power of intention, the power of purpose, and having real purpose and drive behind your thought process is, you know, when you have that level of intentionality and you have real drive and purpose behind what you do, what you say, how you act, on the other side of that, you are slowly defining day by day your legacy. So think about that for a second, right? You think about the legacy, because that's one of the words that can often get lost. In any event, power and purpose, find your intention, let's set it today, and let's fucking go. What are the keys to success? What's your secret to success? Well, there really is no secret. I think it's the same basic building blocks and tenets that we all know. Surround yourself with high quality people who believe in the same values and principles and philosophies that you do. And not just in business as entrepreneurs, but just as human beings. You want to treat people right, treat them good, make them feel good. Think big, think outside of the box, be disruptive with your thoughts. And remember, just because something's never been done before, it doesn't mean it can't be done. It just means we haven't figured out a pathway on how to get it done, and we will get it done. I always like to say too, it's nice to be important. It's more important to be nice. Now, the B side to that is every once in a while, you got to tell somebody to fuck off. As you guys know, football was my dream. My goal was to make it in the NFL and then go on and play in the Super Bowl. And football gave me purpose, especially a time when I needed it, especially here in Hawaii. As a teenager, I was running around here. I was fucking up all the time. I was getting arrested. So football gave me purpose. That didn't work out for me. But of course, pro wrestling gave me life. But the thing I want to share with you is, sometimes the thing we want most in life is the best thing that never happened. It's like the dreams that don't come true because it sets us on a path and gives us blessings we never otherwise would have anticipated. It's about drive, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour. And we have some things to fix and we're going to get there. I'm optimistic, I'm always optimistic. We got to have faith, we got to keep putting in the work. And I do believe we're going to get there. We'll get there. We'll definitely get there. And as I always like to say, you guys have heard me say this in the past. Look, I don't give a shit what color you are, where you come from, what religion you practice, what you identify as, what your bank account says, what car you drive, where you live, what part of the country you live in. It doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit. The only thing I care about is whether or not you are a good, hardworking, decent, kind human being who treats other people fairly and you're inclusive, because everybody is created equal. And of course, if you're always willing to put in that hard work with your own two hands, I got a saying, as you guys know, it's one of my favorite. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. They want to understand what's inside of me, what makes me tick,
what's between my rib cage, what's up here between my ears. Well, not a lot up here, but there's a lot going on down here. And we use words like hope and optimism, and I said, yes, I'm hopeful and optimistic by nature, but let's underscore tenacity, and you've got to have a passionate, burning desire to get after your goals. And I believe when you take that kind of action with tenacity and purpose, the universe will meet you halfway. It might not happen overnight, but incrementally with consistency, it will happen. So get after your goals, use tenacity, hope and optimism for sure. Have a productive week. Let's fucking go.
While the rest of the world is sleeping, you are wide awake. And you are on the attack for your success.
It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me. So I'm just wondering when you're gonna make it personal.
Are you really prepared to grind it out?
Everybody wants public authority, but nobody wants private discipline. When your habits change behind the scenes, when your private life begins to shift, when you put aside the things that are not serving you, if it's going to be personal, make it personal. Don't just be great in public, be great in private.
Success doesn't always have to be loud. Sometimes it's necessary to be quiet and just move. Are you really prepared to do what you need to do to get what you want out of your life?
You gotta live. You have to breathe. You have to eat. There's purpose. Every single day, you are either losing ground or gaining ground.
You are not going to win anything until you understand what struggle means. You can never quit.
But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching. You gotta sacrifice behind the scenes. When you take it personal, your private life changes.
Success is a process. The process comes before success. The struggle comes before the process.
Everybody wants to contribute to destiny, but nobody wants to be committed to destiny. What kind of work are you putting in behind the scenes? What can you conquer in the dark? How personal is your purpose?
This is what we call grinding in silence. Not everyone needs to understand your true motives. Not everyone needs to understand your purpose. Not everyone needs to understand your mission. But the truth is, it's about passion. It's about discipline. It's about awareness. It's about accountability. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be accountable for your actions. But are you prepared to grind it out? Are you prepared to dig a little bit deeper? Are you prepared to fight a little bit harder? Are you prepared to put in overtime?
Somewhere along the line, you lost your footing, you lost your place. It got cold, too cold for you. And see, one thing about an achiever is rain, sleet, or snow, they keep building. But you have not sacrificed, you have not suffered, you are not committed. When you are committed, you give everything you have. Every single week, every single day, every single hour, every single minute, 720 hours a month, you are beating on your craft. Even when you're at work, you're dreaming, you're thinking, you're vision casting, you're writing it down, making it plain, communicating to your destiny connections so that it can become a reality. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hands. But the question I want to ask you is, are you committed?
Now it's time to grind. Now it's time to fight. Now it's time to believe. Now it's time to know that your success story has yet to be told. Don't sit back and have a pity party. Don't sit back and wait for an opportunity to happen. It is up to you to go out there and get the opportunities. You want success? Then go get it. You want to be better? Then be better. You want something more than what you have right now? Then you got to have the desire within your heart and go strong and go with everything you have.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what you've been called to do, what you've been called to accomplish, what you've been destined to build, who you've been called to be connected to, but the dots will connect.
Every single moment that you have is an opportunity of a lifetime.
Are you committed or are you just contributing? The choice is yours. This time, make it personal.
Hear my voice. Know that you do have some work to do. The work that you do will determine the outcome in the end. But do it in silence. The ones that need to be a part of your development, they will always be there. And the ones that doubted you, I'm talking about the naysayers. Just simply say, shh, be quiet, because you have nothing to do with my success. You gotta give 110% and get it to a point where all you got to say is, shh, you don't have nothing to do with my success. The noise that you making can't stop my purpose. The noise that you making can't stop my fight. The noise that you making can't stop my grind. Your noise is just empty. It means nothing to my success. I didn't get it overnight. And yes, I had many sleepless nights. And I had amazing dreams of what I could become.
Can you stretch yourself? Can you condition yourself? Come on, can you believe again? Can you see it again? Can you write again? Can you make this thing personal? That it doesn't start with the people connected to you. It starts with you. It doesn't even start with your past. It starts with where you are and where you're going. Can you look ahead? Can you stretch forth? Can you condition yourself? Can you prepare yourself for the next thing? Come on, make it personal. But you gotta work hard in silence. You gotta take it personal. I make this thing personal.
So while you're sitting around second-guessing yourself, my beautiful people, get back on your grind. Be productive. Keep your head up high. Stay in the moment. Live every moment. Move in silence. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. You got to learn how to move in silence.
No one's good at everything. I mean, that's just not the way life works. What you know is very limited, and what you don't know is limitless.
The man who led us to 6 Super Bowls.
Those who stay will be champions.
War number 12, the greatest of all time, right here in Tom Brady.
If I want to be the best, I gotta beat the best. Man, if I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning, and I gotta do the extra work, and I gotta show up when other guys aren't, and I've gotta learn, and I've gotta continue to be open to learning. But I had to take it to a new level that the other guys wouldn't. Nothing was given to me. So I'm gonna go out there and compete as hard as I can, and I'm gonna treat practice like a game, and I'm gonna gain the respect of my teammates every day through my work ethic. I'm gonna work hard in the weight room. I'm gonna work hard in the film room. I'm gonna work hard to be a good student. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm gonna do to the best of my ability. I never once in my life ever said I wanted to be the best of all time. I'm just a story like everybody else. I wanted to be the best I could be, period. And I said, be proud of the man in the glass. Be proud of that man that wakes up every day and does the best he can do with his priorities. So we're all talented at certain things, but we can really continue to improve our weaknesses if we're humble enough to identify them, and we can build on our strengths. Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does. And you have an opportunity every day to surround yourself with people to help you grow. You know, I always said we play for the name on the front of our jersey, was the Patriots or the Bucks, or, and I play for the name on the back of the jersey, which was my family and the people that encouraged me. I was so blessed to have this discipline over a really long period of time. It was a lot of tough competition. But I was never, I would say, like a prodigy. You know, I wasn't like the kid where you see Tiger Woods swinging on the Johnny Carson show at 2 or 3 years old. And, you know, his swing looks as good as it did at 3 years old as it did, you know, as he grew older. Or, you know, certain players that had this unbelievable prodigy aspect to themselves. I saw myself as someone who probably had some other traits that maybe were hard to identify, but that were really sustainable over time, which was, I would say, work ethic and discipline. There was this discipline that I had that even as 13, 14, 15 years old, where all these other boys were, I went to an all-boy school in the Bay Area, and I remember showing up my first day as freshman year. I didn't have much, you know, hair under my arms or anything like that. I was like, and these other kids came in shaving, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't know how to put the pads on in my pants when I tried out for freshman football. I mean, I had never played until that point except in the street. So these kids came out there, they had, you know, helmets and shoulder pads that they had worn for 4 years. I went on the field and I was like, I'm going to get killed out here, you know? And my freshman year, I didn't even play. I was the backup quarterback on a team that went 0-8. I couldn't get on the field, and we never won a game anyway. I mean, it's one thing to be the starting quarterback and to lose. If they don't even think you're good enough to be a starting quarterback on a team that's 0-8, you must really suck. So naturally, I was like, oh, cool, I'll continue to, you know, work on my skill. A lot of it was even going into my second year in high school, there were workouts in the morning at 6 a.m. before school. And I was like, okay, I can get up at 6 a.m. and I can go do these rope drills where you'd run through the rope. You see a lot of people do that. There were these hills that we would run up. And there was probably less than 10 people there, but I was probably one of the three that were there almost every single day to try to continue to push myself to grow in these maybe physical areas that I was really behind a lot of the other people at. And I went in there, I competed really hard my third year, and I lost the starting job to Brian Greasy. So I go into my fourth year, and I was like, now's my time. I worked hard to compete my first 3 years. Going into my fourth year, I got a great opportunity to play. And they recruited a kid named Drew Henson. And I was like, the competition's relentless. At first, I was looking at the guys ahead of me. Now I got to be looking down at the guys behind me, too. And going into my fourth year, my teammates named me team captain. And I won the starting job. We had a good year. We finished 10-3, you know, beat everyone out. And then I showed up, and Coach Carr says, well, you're going to compete with Drew Henson to be the starter going into your fifth year. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You want me to compete? That's what we're gonna do. I competed really hard again in my fifth year. Took it to a new level. Thought about my conditioning, my strength. Thought about how I was doing my making my decisions off the field. I was starting to play really good. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna have a chance. Coach Carr called me in and he said, well, Tom, this is what we're gonna do. You're gonna start. Drew, you're gonna play the second quarter. And I'm gonna decide at halftime who plays the rest of the year. Coach Carr said, the platoon's off. Tom's playing the rest of the year. We didn't lose a game the rest of the season. It was a tough battle for me. It was a tough go. It was tough in high school. It was really tough in college. So, of course, now I'm going to the NFL draft. And I'm like, all these pro coaches must have seen how good I was. Man, I'm going to be a second round pick. Round one, two, and here we go. Sixth round, pick 199. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make all those other teams pay. Like I said, I wasn't the prodigy. I learned about work ethic. I learned about resilience. I learned about gaining the trust and the respect of my teammates and coaches to name me captain. I learned about how to dig deep within myself a long way from home without a ton of support. I was so motivated to be the best I could be that I wasn't motivated to be the starter. I wasn't motivated to win the Super Bowl. I just was motivated to give my best, do the best with the opportunity I got, and to never let my teammates down. All those experiences that we think are the hardest things in our life end up being the best experience in our life, because if you approach it with humility and you look inward, they become the best opportunities for growth and learning. But most people could say, man, I want to exercise for one day. Or I want to be more hydrated for one day. Well, can you do it for a week? Well, that's more discipline, right? Can you do it for a month? That's more discipline. Can you do it for a year? That's even more discipline. How disciplined are you to maintain that routine over a period of time? And I think that will determine your level of success. Fame didn't motivate me. I didn't give a about any of it. I always took less money because I wanted a good team around me. I didn't care about going to all these different places and doing those things. I just wanted to be my best. I wanted to go out there the team believed in me. I didn't want to let them down. If I want to be the best, I gotta beat the best.